Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. Just going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to Pop.
Hello?
It hasn't started yet. I screwed it up.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, now can you hear me?
I hear you, Mary.
Okay. Technical difficulties today. No, I screwed up on the schedule on the time. I forgot it was Eastern, not Central. So it hasn't quite started yet.
Hasn't quite started yet. What time is the show tonight?
It starts in 7 minutes at 9 o'clock. I screwed up when I programmed it in.
Yeah. Me and Bob just talked to Gilbert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I said, you said after you talked with Bob Sunday, you might register in his oak collection.
Okay.
That'll give him more information, right?
Yeah.
That's opening the door for him for more opportunities, right?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. He can listen.
Right.
I told him he can.
Go ahead.
I told him he could listen to this in the archives, right?
Correct.
Correct?
Yep.
Yep. Is Rick Reach going to be on tonight?
He's going to be on the ministry call in just 1 minute. I got to hook it up.
Do you have to call him, or is he going to come on by himself?
No, I got to. It's what it is it's Marketplace Ministries. And it's a conference call that he does that anyone can call it. And we decided that because his conference calls aren't recorded, we would start airing them live on the radio so that people that want to hear it can tune in, listen to it.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah. Do you have to call his phone number?
Yep, I got to hook it all up in a minute. So, what'd you think of the morning show?
I liked it.
So, for the listeners who haven't heard yet, Monday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, we talk about nutrition and you and your family.
Yeah.
Tips, tricks, and ways to help your family eat better, but also have the right mental mindset as you're doing it. And on Wednesdays at 8:30 in the morning will be diabetes and your health, living well with diabetes. All right.
Yeah, I figured I'd come on and listen to the shows tonight because I can listen to Nerd, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Listen to Nerd. I'm getting a free education.
Correct. It is free.
Yeah.
All All right, let's see if I can get this going.
We got TC how to do that, Mary.
Only a select few people have access to the dashboard.
Yeah.
Hello, please enter your 6-digit conference code. Hello, please enter your 6-digit conference code.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, enter your 6-digit conference code, it said.
I know, I'm working on it.
Hello.
All right. See if this works. All right, hang on a minute.
He's from California.
Yay. Hello, hello. Great to have you on the call. I love hearing those chimes, people coming on. Now, once you announce, I want you to put your phone on mute, and then that way we could have a nice, crisp, clear call. And if you want to speak, of course, you could unmute yourself. But right now, please, please, mute your phone, and that way we can keep our... We have to thank God for all the things that we can do, all the things that we do, because he allows us to have the freedom of choice, and that is so important. If you think about it, you decide what you want to do, when you want to do it, and there's so many different things out there right now where people, individuals, don't have a choice. They have to do what they're told to do, and that is not how God wanted us to be. And so as I watch different things and I learn, because I really feel that knowledge is power, and you have to constantly be learning. And the freedom of choice, wow, that is so spectacular to me. That is something that God has given us. And when you dove into that and when you look at it and you really peel away the layers of what all that means, wow, all you can do is come back out shouting and thanking God for all his blessings and all the glory that's in your life, because you have a beautiful life. And the freedom to make the choices that you make is all on you. But God is always there. Yes, Ron.
I'll carry the show on if you like for you. You've done that so many times for us, so I'll be more than glad to keep the show going if you leave, okay?
Okay, that's great, Ron. Rick and I will just jump off probably around, 7:27, something like that. So that'll be great. You can keep it going because, see, it's surprising to me. Everybody, right at 7:35, everybody is speaking and sharing, and to me, that's when it really gets good. So I appreciate that, Ron. That'll be great if you just keep it going. All righty. So we're going to go ahead and go on, and I know Rick has some things that he wanted to share, too, as we have our Monday Night Mastermind call, as we share all the goodness that God has for us. And one thing, too, remember the feeling. That's such an important thing. When we put our goals out there, you don't even want to think about the process. Think about the goal and how is it going to make you feel when you achieve that. Man, that right there, you could have a conversation on that for hours, on thinking about your feeling. We get so hung up on the goal and the process, but just take all of that out and just think about how good it's going to feel. Do a little dreaming and think about how good it's going to feel. So we're going to go ahead and keep going with our Monday Night Mastermind call, and I'm going to turn it over to you. Rick, are you there?
Brenda, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
Fantastic. Well, I have different headsets and little phones and all kinds of gadgets. Not sure which one is going to be temperamental. And so I'm glad that you can hear me. I wish I get pulled into stuff. Well, thanks, Ron, for volunteering to take that on. For those who are new, this is the Better World Changers Call, Marketplace Ministry. And I always like to, especially for the new folks who are listening in, I always like to mention our website. And it's betterworldchangers.com, betterworldchangers.com, because we are all world changers. And that's an interesting statement to make, because you always wonder, how will I ever be in position to be a world changer? And the interesting thing about that is that it starts small. And I was talking to someone earlier, and we were just talking about history beginning at your willingness to serve. We all look at different things in history and achievements, accomplishments, and everything. But it began with someone's decision to say, you know what, I'll serve. I'll do it. I'll take responsibility. Count me in, Ron, just like you just did, volunteering to continue the call on. And that's how history is. And if we do anything significant in our life, you know, you really don't understand the significance of it until you're looking back at it. And you go, wow, because it just began with a decision. And I know we've got world changers on this call right now. And even if you may feel that you haven't done anything of significance yet, just wait. You know, we talk a lot about awareness and just being aware. And Brenda was just mentioning, you know, how to feel 2023. And I mean, you could actually go to the end of the year, to 2024, with the feeling that you generate right now, you know, that happy feeling, that good feeling, that feeling of accomplishment. And so we've got betterworldchangers.com, and we always encourage you to go there and to definitely click on the Begin Here tab. You know, I run into a lot of folks, and they say, well, Rick, where do I start? You start by understanding who you are. You start by understanding your purpose. You know, you start by understanding the vision that's leading you and driving you. I mean, because, and this was something that came earlier, is that when you're walking in your purpose, you don't get weary in well-doing. When you're walking in that purpose, you know, why? Because it continually brings up an energy, you know, a swell of energy, an overflow of energy to keep going. You may say, well, I'm so tired. But when you think about how it feels to actually walk in your purpose, or to walk out why you, you know, were born, when you can feel that and just that feeling, and you know when you're hitting the sweet spot of that, you know, in life. And you conversely know when you're outside of the sweet spot of that. And think about how you've been feeling for this week. What's today, Monday? Think about how you've been feeling and how you're going to feel for this week. Do you know that you can actually plan that out? I love how Jim Rohn says he doesn't start a day until he finishes it. He doesn't start a week until he finishes it. He doesn't start a month until he finishes it. He doesn't start a year until he finishes it. What do you mean by that? He says you actually are thinking through that day before the day. And in the morning before you even start, you're thinking through your day. And you're taking yourself all the way to the end of the day. And you're saying, okay, this is a great day, you know, even before the day. And watch what happens. You know, that's getting out ahead of life. And it's so important sometimes to get out ahead of life. And so when you go to betterworldchangers.com and hit on the Begin Here tab and start at the top of the page, a lot of information, and then but work your way. You don't have to do it in a day. And work your way down through. Make sure you get a composition notebook, and because it's going to be asking you some questions that you can write down. There's a couple of surveys on there. One is a personality test and a free survey. One is what are my top ministry gifts survey. And then write that information in your composition notebook. And then, you know, we always talk about, you know, wisdom comes at the speed of your questions. If you have any questions of life, you know, you can write it in your composition notebook. Lord, what about this? Lord, I'm thinking about making this decision. Lord, what about this? Father, what is going on in my life? You know, whatever it is, write it down. Make it plain. Write it in that composition notebook. And then I'm telling you, this is what I know. Leave a space under it because the Spirit is going to start revealing the answers to those questions. And you write down the answers that you're filling in your spirit to those questions. And I'm telling you what, you're going to be checking it off. Okay, got that. Check that off. Okay, that's what that was. Check. Write down those questions. And then watch how God brings the answers to you. You know, even like the next day, somebody will come and start having a conversation with you. And all of a sudden, they're talking about the subject that you had the question for. And they're giving you the answer. And then you go, ooh, whoa. And I'm sure people on this call have had that happen to them, where God quickened them to see to make the connection, right? And you start getting out ahead of life. We are going to get out ahead of 2023. We are not going to be, I'm just speaking here, folks, we're not going to be reactionary to 2023. We're going to be out proactive ahead of 2023 so that we have an expectation of things that are coming, and we're going, oh, I was waiting for that. Oh, here you are. And that makes sense, anybody?
Yes.
Sure I do.
It is so important. This is something that, I am going to do, and I got to do it tomorrow. I was going to do it today. We got to do it tomorrow. And that is, I've got my composition notebook, and I'm going to write out 2023 expectations. I'm going to, in my mind, imagination is a preview of life's coming attractions. In my mind, I'm going to see myself through 2023 and the things that I desire, the expectations that I have, I'm just going to write it down. And at the end of 2023, and of course before it ends, it's going to be like, okay, check, check. And when you begin to understand that 2023 is a creation of your own imagination, if you don't imagine anything, it defaults. Now listen to this. If you don't imagine anything, it defaults to your past memory. If that's what you want, that's okay. But unless you're driven by a vision, it defaults to your past memories. What else can the mind do? It's a computer. What you put in is what comes out. But if you can dream, and I know, Brenda, you've been talking about a lot dreaming lately. But if you can dream, and you can dream big, and you can include others, and get that composition notebook and say, if I can imagine 2023, what would I imagine? What would I imagine? If 2023 was the perfect year for me, what would that look like? And I'm telling you, but I know, if you were able to sit down and think that out and pray that out and declare that out, I'm telling you, you'll walk it out. It is absolute truth. You'll walk it out. Well, Rick, how do you know? It's what I've been doing. It's what I've been doing. Things have been coming. Country Boy and I was talking about this earlier, and we were just talking about money being a creation and a declaration. And if you need money, calling it forth. If money doesn't come, you didn't need money. If you need money, money actually shows up. Check in the mail. Find over here. This person over there. If you need it in that place of, quote, unquote, desperation, if you say, I need money and I need it by this, if it doesn't come by that time, you didn't actually need money. And so we're never stuck. And so you speak to the mountain. What do you need? What do you require of me? Speak to the person. If it's a bill collector, talk to them. Here's what I can do. Can't do no more. Money, if money does not appear, you didn't need money. You may need a strategy. Perhaps you needed time. Maybe you needed wisdom. Think about, what do I really need in this situation? I can guarantee you this. If you really need money, money shows up. And that's not just by happenstance. It's coming on orders. And if it's not money, something's coming on orders. The thing that you really need is coming on orders, right? And we've been walking that out. And folks are like, man, you guys seem to be doing all kind of stuff. You're getting blessed here, there, and everywhere. It's real time, folks. It's real time. And that's when you get ahead of 2023. And so that's what I'm saying. Get ahead of 2023. But it starts with a plan. And that's what we are sharing with you on betterworldchangers.com, the Begin Here tab. Go there and just go through it. And see, and this Seven Mountains is a big deal, and we talk about the Seven Mountains. Seven Mountains of cultural influence. And how important is that? It's a It's important, I believe. Okay, I can tell you why it's important to me. It's important to me because it gives me an understanding of how cultural influence flows and works. It gives me an understanding, and it breaks out, you know, the different areas of culture in our society, and it gives me understanding of how the money flows in our society, from the business mountain to fund the other six mountains, from the business mountain to fund the mountain of government. When a politician is running for office, they call it buddy up from business, to fund the mountain of family, to fund the mountain of religion. Business is funding it all. To fund the mountain of media, the mountain of education, the mountain of art, sports, and entertainment. It comes from business to fund them all. And I'm like, you know what? Marketplace ministry is the Christian that goes into the marketplace saying, okay, hey, I've got a calling into the marketplace. You have people that are called within the church. Some people are called outside the walls of the church, working on behalf with our pastors to go and get the money, right? Wealth transfer is from the marketplace, not the workplace. And when you understand the seven mountains, it's like, okay, Father, and we happen to be in travel. People are on this call in different businesses. Father, use this business, understanding that wealth flows from the business mountain to fund the other six. And so when you go to Better World Changes, the Begin Here tab, it's going to help you identify the mountain that you're being trained to climb. It may be the mountain of family. What are the trends in your life? All the issues that you keep going through back again and again. It may be the mountain of church and religion. Mine happens to be the mountain of community and government. And so with an understanding that money flows from the business mountain, Lord, use this travel business. Bless and multiply, and you could put your business in there. Bless and multiply this business, Lord. I don't know how to do it. I need your wisdom. I need your favor. I need your multiplication. Bless this business to free me up to go into the community so that I don't have to work a job. Bless this business, personal freedom, community building, global missions. Lord, I need you to do that. And then all in the context of spiritual warfare, help me to overcome, Lord. And that's what we're walking out. And so when you go to Better World Changers, the Begin Here tab, it's laying that foundation. And then it's off and running from there, I believe, because now with your spiritual purpose, you're walking in spiritual authority, understanding the mountain that you're climbing. You're leaving, Father, you do this business, Lord. Everything we get is received. You can't chase nothing. Lord, show me, send me. Those kind of, and then with the vision, that's your marketplace authority. Most people are not walking in authority, and they know it. And any obstacle that comes, they're like, oh, my God. They don't know how to handle it. But when you're walking in authority, it is not even your job. Father, do it. Right? Show me. Lead me. Guide me. And that's what it becomes. And so that foundation is so important. And so the Begin Here tab, if you are Better World Changers, to get on that path with the foundation that gives you the stability going forward, begin here at thebetterworldchangers.com. And I mean, that's what we do, and that's what this is all about. And now my life is not my own. Father, show me. Lord, you brought me on this earth. I'm born for something. Everybody is born to serve. And that everybody is given a specific gift that only you can provide to the world. No one else. That's why you can't abdicate. You can't give it off to somebody else. You have the key. Nobody else in this entire planet. It's like your thumbprint. You hold the key, the missing key. That's why you're like, Father, show me. What is that thing that you've given me that's born on the inside that needs to come out to serve humanity? Lord, I offer it. And when you start walking in that, if you need money, if you need power, if you need a wealth, if you need understanding, wisdom, knowledge, if you need additional skills, refinement of your skills, talents, and abilities, it's downloaded to you. Wow. And that's when life becomes interesting. That's when you're waking up the next day and going, okay, Lord, let's go. Anybody else before Brenda and I jump off?
Rick, this
yes,
is
sir.
Fun. And I'd just like to say I want to thank you because since the day I met you, when Joel introduced us, you have demonstrated that you have surrendered to the will of God in your life. And you demonstrated in every avenue you work in, whether it is the ministry or it's your business, there really is no difference. Your comfortableness, your like you wear it. It's part of your skin. It's part, well, it's your spirit. It's your soul. And you sold out to it to such a trust level. We always say that's why we laugh about trust and obey. And I'm not a preacher, but, you know, when we're learning, we're being preached at with that thought of, you know what, if we could just surrender and let go of what we think of so many times that we have to be in charge of it. Boy, well, you can let go and let God. A little simple saying, but it's so powerful. And the other thing we do, we always sing the song, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. What we're doing here is we're, for each one of us, singing that song with sincerity and spirit, that he can move in with us, in us, through us. And it's such great, easy learning, in spite of any kind of issues on any given day we might have. So I'm just grateful that
amen.
You opened our eyes to that, and you continue to do it, Rick, and we thank you, Melinda.
Amen. You know, one of the things that Country Boy and I was talking about today also is generational things that, and Country Boy, you actually put it pretty good. Things that are passed down generationally, and unless we take a Holy Ghost divine stand, it's passed down from us to some, to our next generation, and it does not stop. You know, whether it be poverty, whether it be all, you can name it, whatever that thing is, generationally comes through us and looks at us and says, if you don't stop me, I'm going on. And it could be, you know, wealth too. I mean, whatever that thing is, until we take that generational divine stand, we pass it to subsequent generations. And being able to identify that. And, of course, you can't take a stand outside of the Lord. You know, Father, show me how. This, the buck stops here, Lord. And for me, that was poverty. You know, Father, I can't pass this on to my kids. You know, and I look at my kids now and they're like, they're living their life. And I thank God that that spirit of poverty broken. And we were just talking about how is that broken? And, you know, it's broken through obedience and being willing to pay the price and to be used of God. And Country Boy, I don't know if you remember, and we was talking about crazy is the thin line between people looking at you thinking you're crazy and you're actually walking in faith.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was, Rick, with people looking at you like you're crazy. They always say there's a thin line between love and hate. But when Rick and I was talking, I said something like, crazy is the thin line between your faith and people thinking you're crazy. Does that make sense?
And then
Rick, I'm glad you mentioned the seven mountains again. As we all know, there are certain little cliches. I use them a lot and then flip it over because a lot of them are really not true. But there's one that says one cannot do what one has not been taught. Somebody taught you how to walk. Somebody taught you how to talk, all these different things. But when you was talking about adding things up and bless and multiply, when you refer to the seven mountains, Rick, they say if you interviewed most people in America, they have some type of strong, they use the adjective, strong spiritual belief. And not belittling the pastors and the prophets and the priests that taught us. But when you go to church or when you're worshiping institutions, however often you go, hope it was more than just Easter, they never really told you how to take your God back into the marketplace where all the money is. If you get caught talking to Ron on the sidelines doing lunch while he's having his pimento cheese sandwich, you might be in jeopardy of losing your job for trying to recruit people to God while you're at work. You remember they took God out of the schools? They took God out of the workplace? So now what happened is they told us to go get a job. And Rick, you just now said that. When you get a job, you have to maintain that job, but the job is not yours. When Ron says take it to God and leave it there, let him fight the battle. But again, about the seven mountains, Rick, when you start to look at the different seven mountains, I understood when I was school because I was taught algebra. I was taught geometry. I was taught trigonometry. But I never used none of it. Nobody ever asked me to do an algebra equation for them since I graduated from high school. But if you ask me now to take a look at the seven mountains and see which one I fit on to match your purpose-driven life, a lot of people are just now are graduating from a job and may not be able to do what they used to do and been called into their purpose. And as you look at the seven mountains, they say, do I want to be arts and entertainment? Do I want to be government? Do I want to be business? Do I want to? It makes things a lot easier to understand. If you have not been to the Better World Changers website, if you have not watched the 4-minute Seven Mountain video, then you're still going to be lost and pondering around about what it is that you're supposed to do, where your passion is supposed to be, and you're still standing around waiting and looking how God's going to bless and multiply what it is that you're supposed to be seeing in your mind's eye. I see it as it already is. Rick, when we got off the phone today, I said, okay, when I get off the phone today, I'm going to warm up. I'm going to close my eyes. I want to sit and imagine what cruise I'm going on next. I could see myself laying on the sunny beaches. I could see myself. Mama, grandmama used to come out, baby, what are you doing? She says, who are you today? I said, Flash. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to run around the world and bless some people and be back. In my mind, I learned as a child. When I was a child, I never thought as a child. But I learned how to time travel in my mind. Close your eyes and imagine it as if it already is. And be there in your spirit. Oh, I forgot to tell you, your flesh is too heavy to go where your spirit can take you in your heart and your mind. Back to you, Rick.
Wow. Wow, 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 country boy. You just said a mouthful. I don't know that I've ever thought that thought through. That my spirit can take me places that my flesh, my body can't, because my spirit is it's like Flash. Just imagine how and where we can go in our heart and our minds, and it's independent of our body. It's independent of our circumstances. It gives us an empowerment, country boy, that you're just talking about, and I just love to listen to you. And I've got a good dose of country boy today. Because we had the privilege of honoring you on the Hometown Heroes radio show at noon by 1 o'clock. But I want to say that everybody on the call that's listening in tonight, just because Rick and Brenda left, please don't go away. I know I'm not Rick and Brenda. I'm not Rick. I'm just Ron. But I'm a heart, and I know you've heard me before, or maybe you haven't. I just want you to know that our purpose, our vision for your participating in Marketplace Ministries is to everything that you've been equipped with. And sometimes we know what we're equipped with, and sometimes we don't even know yet what we're equipped to do. And there's some days that I do things, there's no way. I look back at a scrawny little kid in high school, pushed out the door and said, we'll graduate if you don't come back. I used to take a math every summer. And someone said to me, boy, you really love math, don't you? I said, why? And they said, well, you take it every year. That's summer school we were referring to. See, I just repeated it and repeated it because I had to. You know, I wasn't into it, but I needed it. It was something that I needed. And by the way, country boy, I ended up in a field where I was in the printing and display business And I used to make displays that you see at the grocery store, you know, the ones you drop, kick over or fall over, and they always got too much stuff on them. And you go, and they're broken down and they're in the aisle, and the guy with the machine that cleans the floor goes by it and waters the base of it till it falls over. If you ever been, you know what I'm talking about. Well, I used to design those and create them and print them and then manufacture them for stores. Well, I didn't know. I'd ever used that math, and it was like 15 years later before it ever come. You know, the Lord may equip you 10 years ago in your life or when you were a kid with something, some kind of special skill, you had no idea what it was going to be used for. You know, God sent Moses into the desert to live with a family that were sheep herders. And you know what? Moses said to himself one day, what am I doing here? What's going on? And God trained him to be the sheep herder, the herd, the shepherd, so that when he was had to go before Pharaoh and drop his rod down, he was going to lead the people and shepherd the people out of Egypt. But God had trained him to do that many years before. At the time, he wondered why, but then there came a reason why. So each one of us has been equipped in some way to where we're at right now, or where we're going to be very shortly, that it might be something he taught us to do when we were a kid. Country boy, you were talking about when you were a kid, all the stuff that you were trained up to do. And I'm thinking of the fact that I know that you cultivate some wonderful plants that provide health for folks in some areas that's called holistic health. And because of what you do and you're unique, you were trained how to do that when you were a kid. Now you're just a big kid.
I'm kin to David. I was anointed before I was appointed.
There you go. But every single one of us, you and I got big mouths. We talk a lot. But, you know, there's a lot of people on the show, well, I could never do that. That's not me. Well, the fact of the matter is you don't have to do what we do. We're just equipped to do that. But there is something, and there's many places where something you do is going to attract somebody. And you're going to be able to help them because they didn't know what you know. And so I love people who say, well, by the way, I don't accept the term when anybody describes themselves, I'm a just. I refuse to let them use the word just. Because what that means is they're somehow short of what they are. You are.
Hey, Ron. I'm going to close out for him. Let the redeemed or the Lord say so. Ask not, receive not. Ask and he will give you the desires of your heart if you believe, if you know, and if you trust. You got to have Trinity. You got to believe. One must believe. One must know in his knower that you know that you know that you know, and you must trust in your heart, and God says, I'll give it to you. You will, like Brenda says, you will never operate in the spirit of lack. You will operate in the mindset and the spirit set of abundance. Ask for it. He will download it at the speed of your questions, but you have to realize there's an obedience curve that has to be in there because God says, if you ask it, I'll give it to you. If you believe it in your mind, and you believe it in your heart, and you said it, with the help of God, you can definitely get it.
Somebody else was trying to charge in. You want to say hello and share your heart?
Hi, Ron. It's Mary.
Hello, Mary. How are you tonight?
Good. We are live on the radio at the same time.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. We're so welcome. This is what, the second or third encounter that we'd ended up having today. And what a neat thing. Some days, I can't say that we ever have an uneventful day. We have eventful days because we've surrounded ourselves, I use the word intentionally. We intentionally surround ourselves with people are moving. People are on the move. People are on the serve. We believe in being a servant leader. So we're never out of things to do. We just have to realize what it is we're supposed to do. And so you guys are always doing that. So we interact with each other because iron sharpens iron. That's biblical proverbs then. So we can learn how to sharpen each other and be able to become more efficient, more effective, and more abundant. That word today has come up several times. I know Rick brought it up earlier. The country boy brought it up. We are so blessed in so many ways, and he wants to show favor on us. Even if you don't think that, even if you say, well, I'm just living, I'm out here in East Jehongoland. I don't know that God got anything special. I assure you that so I'm true. God really has seen it.
Yes, you're okay with my mom.
I'm sorry? Hi, somebody who unmuted your phone. Do I say hi? Hello? Where'd everybody go?
I'm still here. What I was going to say is I was going to quote Country Boy. You know, you say you like to talk, but you listen as much as you talk. Both you do.
Oh, okay, I can finish that one up, Mary. Good friends listen more than they talk, and they hear more than what's being said. I know that you was listening. I know you heard what I said, but you can only feel love. You can only feel love in your heart. You can't feel love in your ears. I know most people don't want to listen, and then I read my rights. God is an equal opportunity God. Life is nothing but a series of choices that we make. Your Fourth Amendment right says you have a right to remain silent. That's a choice. But I choose to give up my right to remain silent, because everything that I say and everything that I do can be and will be used to bless somebody. My granddaddy said, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. So I always got something good to say. Mary, I call Mary up every day and say, Mary, tell me something good.
Well, anybody else like to share a point of thought or what's on your spirit tonight?
I like how you said about what you want and God would download it. If you believe.
Here, I'll give you the Les Brown version. If you ever wanted something bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems to be useless and worthless without it, if you gladly sweat for it, fret for it, and plan for it, and lose all the terror, the opposition for it, if you believe it in your heart and you said it, then the help of God, you can get it. It's called tenacity.
Amen. Well, I know.
So anybody got no testimonies? I had a good holiday. They called somebody to say I love you today.
Well, Country Boy, I'd like to share today. If I was to put a label on the day, about 4 o'clock today, I was still having some resolutions of things that we were trying to solve, and I woke up this morning with some very, very, very big challenges. Had no idea how. I knew what I had to do, but I didn't know what it was going to, how the solution was going to come about. And it was of multiple people, multiple businesses, and it involved multiple groups of people. And at 4 o'clock today, I walked in. By the way, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I got locked out of my phone. Oh, and it was dead. So I went over to the telephone store that I got my phone from, and I said, "I need this help." And he said, "Can't help you." What do you mean you can't help it? Well, you have to know your password. I said, I never remember setting a password up on the phone. I just turn it on and use it. Well, then he said to me, well, we sell the phones, we sell the system, but we don't have anything to do when you program your phone to allow it to get into it. He says, you haven't set a new password anymore. And I said, Now, I had an understanding about how that could work. Turns out I did have to change a password on one of our company suppliers today, and I did, but I didn't realize somehow I screwed up and locked myself out of my phone. It didn't allow me to change anything, anywhere, do any business. And we own travel agency, and I was working on some travel issues for some people. Some are my relatives. And so I had to get it fixed. But, guys, I got to tell you, praise God, thank you so much. It all came together in a way that I could not put my finger on how it happened. I just know I prayed about letting the Lord work on the people and work on the situations that I had in front of me. And I wanted to tell you tonight, I'm resting in bed because I'm coming through overcoming pneumonia. And so I'm just trying to get an early start after we have the call. But I want you to know I'm here tonight. I am totally at peace. Every one of the issues that were when I woke up this morning have been resolved. And there are multiple ones. And they could have caused all kinds of disasters. You know, the kinds of things where somebody plans for 6 months to go on a cruise. And the week comes up that they're going to go, and they want changes for it. And, you know, in the travel industry, many times you can't make changes. And if their decisions affect other people, boy, it can get real complicated real quick. But, you know, the Lord intervened, and he used Linda and her stability and helping. And I get, you may not know this, everybody, but I can get emotional. I was, and it wasn't a positive emotion, I assure you. But you know what? When I just relaxed and accepted what the Lord was doing for us, through us, and now it just was an example of selling out to knowing that he's in charge.
Ron, I got one more for you.
Go ahead.
Sometimes we get stuck in the difference between prayer and praise. Let me explain the difference between the two. To most of us American live breathing sinful humans, our prayer is kind of like a laundry list on things that we want God to do for us. And then we even have the audacity to put a time limit on it and tell him to hurry up. My phone going to get turned off tomorrow. Can you pay my phone? I was reminding myself, why do we wait till our phone? Jesus says, I'm always, always, always on the main line. Why do you wait till your phone is about to get disconnected before you call me? So our prayer to God, to most people, is a laundry list of things that you want God to fix for you. God, can you fix this? Can you pay the mortgage? Can you fix the car? Can you? But let me tell you something about God in these situations that he sends us through and the step-by-step journey that life sends us through. And a lot of times you really don't know the journey begins until you're praying and you don't know what to do. So praise is when you come out with thank you for this, thank you for breath, thank you for hot showers, thank you for a place to lay my head, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Long laundry list of gratitude. Yeah, what you're grateful for. That's why it's important that you write things down, because if you write down the things that you're grateful for every day, just take a few minutes. I guarantee if you look at the end of the list at the end of the day, your gratitude list is a lot longer than the things that you're begging for. So here's how you have to flip the switch. If you want to get away, and Country Boy's going to give you escape, because words are very, 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 very powerful thing. And I learned about change. They say, don't ask me who the experts are. The experts in the world says anytime anyone tries, attempts to change. Did y'all hear that word? Change. Did y'all hear that word? Change their lives for the better. It always works out for the better. Watch this now. Even if it does not work out the way that you had originally plan. I did it my way. Did you do it your way, or did you do it God's way? Did you take it to him and leave it there, and here's the fixer, here's the closer,
If you don't know what to pray, if you don't know what to say, God will either fix it, change it, or rearrange it. Rehearse that one up in your spirit real fast. Tell yourself in a little whisper, God's either going to fix it, God's either going to change it, or rearrange it. It will not stay the same in Jesus' name. He's not trying to figure out how to get you to your destiny. He's preparing you for the destiny that he's already prepared for you. He's either going to fix it, change it, or rearrange it. That's a real silent prayer, but you can get his attention.
Mm-hmm. I love the word grateful.
Hey there, everybody. Hey, this is Holly Day. I was just thinking and saying to myself, it doesn't matter what we do. We never can. This gift is still a gift, and it's the miracle of life. So I'm sure that we all are grateful for the wonderful miracle of life.
Those verses are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
He took us out of eternity, placed us in time, gave us life, and what we do with this life is our gift back to him. My grandmama says, baby, 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 everywhere I go, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, see, he says, I am the truth and the light. And Mary and I talked about today, too. When you let your little light shine, don't be jealous of nobody else. If their light seems to be brighter than yours, they drive a better car than yours. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Your car and your house and your stuff ain't going to get you no front row seat or no press box seat in heaven. It's about servant leadership. How many people can you bless along the way? I don't listen to the radio very much, but they was just making jokes on the radio. And this guy showed up for work and said, where's Country Boy at? I ain't seen him in a minute. I said, Country Boy been dead for 2 years, man. Country Boy been gone for 2 years and didn't nobody even miss him. So question, if you had to check out early, whenever that time is, would anybody ever knew that you was here? What did you do with your life-giving purpose? Did you make a purpose to bless somebody else, or even when you're gone, the blessings that will still live on? Did you pay it forward? Are you blessing somebody to be or not to be? Are you to be or are you not to be? Or you still got your selfish button pushed? Because when I was in elementary school, they called me to the sidelines, and my grandmama called me to the sidelines, and my granddaddy called me to the sidelines and said, let me tell you something, son. It's not about you. It's about his glory shining through you. And then I went through a hard downtime, too, and I was praying, God, can you just fix it? God, can you just change it? He says, no, I'm not going to stop the murders. I'm not going to stop the kid abductions. I'm not going to stop. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to build you up to where you can handle. Yeah. Where you can handle whatever it is that I send after you. Because some of them really Christian people run around, oh, God, I never put on you more than you can bear. Oh, yes, he will. Because if you can handle everything, then you do everything in your own strength. But where you are weak, he says, that's where I come in. That's where I kick on the turbo boosters. I will let you do it's your thing. Do what you want to do until you get to a point of your life till we can't get another further without me. You can't do nothing with him. He's the only person that has the power to change your past. We're putting those things behind us. We're going to forget what happened in 2022. Thank heaven we made it through. Now is the only thing that we have. If you blink your eye, take a breath, 10 seconds later, you can't even prove to me that 10 seconds ago even existed. Did you photograph your breath? Did you photograph that last moment? Did you photograph that last blink? Now is the only thing that we have. Now, give him praise right now. Don't wait. Praise him right now. Don't wait. He's the only person that I know of that has control of your tomorrow that ain't even here yet. Think about it. He controls your past. He controls your now. He controls your tomorrow that ain't even here yet. If you believe, if you know and you know that you know that you know, and you trust in your heart, question and I'm done. When's the last time God lied to you? He can't lie. Nobody. He's incapable. Oh, am I talking to myself? If I am, I brought my own amens with me. Amen.
No, I got a cute story.
Impossible.
Go ahead, Holly J. Go ahead, Mary. Mary says she got a cute story. Sounds like a testimony to me, Mary.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I don't know. Some of you know, some of you don't. You know, I have two children that are autistic. Well, my son has issues with regulating. And so he starts, now he hums when he starts getting upset. And I asked him why today. And he looks at me and he goes, because it makes me happy and it calms me down. And I start thinking about it. You know, it does. So like, Ron, when you get frustrated, start humming.
It sends a vibration to your membranes that sends your brain that you should calm down. When the old folks used to get really tired, really frustrated, instead of singing a song, they would hum the song. It cools and calms the spirit. The vibrational frequency that you send to your body sends a message that you need to calm down. Because it's really, really hard to breathe right. It's really hard to hum if you're too upset. You ever tried to hum while you was crying? But if you start trying to hum, then you'll start crying, stop crying. Or you won't be able to cry if you're humming. You can't do both. You have to choose this day. Am I happy? Am I sad? I keep asking people, what are you saying to you about you? Regardless of what you're saying, you're telling the truth. I can do all things. Yeah, you can if you believe you can. Oh, I can't do that. You're absolutely right. Whatever you're telling yourself, you're telling yourself the truth.
I learned that from a 7-year-old today.
That's awesome, dear.
Well, they say a sweet sound of music can calm the savage beast. So I guess it's truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you something. It's been an awful lot of praising and just sharing and people who are letting some things go. Maybe a normal conversation. Many people don't have a conversation like this at all, and it's wonderful that we have this platform, this Marketplace Ministries that Nick and Brenda have developed, and as a something that we can put in our hip pocket. And the greatest thing about it, Country Boy always says this, the only way you can be a blessing is to be a blessing. In other words, pass it on. Let's light up another person. I've used this analogy a lot lately. Remember the Christmas Eve service? And it's usually called a candlelight Christmas Eve service. Not everybody, but a lot of churches do it at one point in the service on that night. It's that night, and the room is dark, and there'll be one candle in the room. As it comes, starts in the pastor, and he passes it out to the next set of candles. And then they go light to light. They light each other's light. And the room goes from total darkness to bright as day. And it's a warm and it's a wonderful sense. Your spirits are always moved by it. And it's the realization of lighting the candle for somebody else. Serving, helping, connecting. That's what we do best. That's what we were created to do. And I thank each and every one of you, every spirit that's on this call tonight, that your light is lit and maybe just brightened up a little bit more. This might have been a little fan to help warm your soul and make your light burn a little brighter. And I know next week we'll meet again. I guess Rick would say, I know he would. Why don't you fight somebody else to join us, folks? Let's become an army that the world has never seen. That means people, though they have seen it, but they can see it in a great way, better than ever. And we can make this world a better place. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Anybody else have something else they'd like to contribute before we close up?
God bless and thanks, everyone. And good night.
Last thought, Ron. Einstein, one of the greatest thinkers on the planet, the most powerful force in the universe is the power of the human mind. Einstein says your thoughts, your imagination is a preview, pre meaning before, view meaning to see. Your imagination is a preview for life's coming attractions. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're dreaming about, is a preview in your mind. My grandmama says, I see it in my mind's eye. Let me interpret it and take it back to the word. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you can, mind can conceive it, then you can achieve it. What are you telling you about you? Can you imagine yourself being free, free at last, free at last? Can you imagine yourself having peace? I said peace. I didn't say money. I said peace that surpasses all understanding. You should be worrying, but you're not. You should be confused, but you're not. We don't serve a God of confusion. You should be, but you're not. So last one, I just wanted to remind you that regardless of what anybody does or what anybody says about you, before you was formed in your mama's, yeah, before your mama went into the trimester and had to go for the last pain and the last push, before there was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or a New Year's Day, before there was a tick or a tock, God told me to remind you that I knew you before you was formed in your mama's, yeah. I, regardless of what the world says, I have plans to prosper you. If God says it, we believe it. That settles it. Ron Clayton, get her done.
Amen. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your week. Talk to you later.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.